The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time saving to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691, or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind, my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Good afternoon. This is Denise Nostrom, the Financial Chick. For those of you that were with me last week for my first show, thank you for joining me again. For the first time listeners, thank you for tuning in. Listen to me here every Friday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. for Financial Fridays on Long Island News Radio 103.9, live from MacArthur Airport. My company is Diversified Financial Solutions, and we are located in Medford. We are a full-service independent financial planning firm. I'm here to help you make better financial decisions and choices to improve your life and reduce your stress and anxiety about money. This is your show. Want to hear a show about a certain topic or have a question you want answered live on air? Call or text us at 631-758-8691. I will do my best to discuss the topic and or answer the questions right here live online. So we made it to Friday. We are winding down the weeks of summer and making our way to fall. I dragged myself through this week dealing with a very painful swimmer's ear. I was at the beach last Sunday with some friends, again, trying to, you know, Long Island summers. It's the best time of the year. And I started feeling, you know, some irritation in my ear and figured maybe something a little bit weird. And then Monday came and the pain was full on. Fortunately, I was able to see my doctor on Tuesday, get some drops, and started to feel better within 24 hours. The kicker, I didn't even go in the water. So much for the swimmer's part, I guess. So if any of you, you know, you have these situations, you want to give me a call. If you have any remedies that you use that work, listen, I'm all about it. But as in life, well, the show must go on, and so did the work week. Let's take a look at the past week. What a week it's been. Well, one note was the Fed met and they decided to keep interest rates at historic lows and will do so as long as inflation is below 2%. As we know, the Fed determines what rates are, credit cards, loans, mortgages, savings accounts, CDs. So that's kind of a big deal. You know, we're always looking for good rates. Right now, just inflation, things costing more every year. Inflation's at 1.6. So I guess if it stays below 2%, these low interest rates are here to stay. The CDC has changed the guidelines for coronavirus testing and who should be getting them in the first place. Again, a very interesting thing that came out this week. The DNC and now the RNC conventions have ended. And ready or not, here goes the political season in full force. Big difference in the candidates and their policies this year. And as both sides are saying, obviously, this is a very, very important election. The markets, on the other hand, were on fire this week. All three indexes, Dow Jones, which is 30 stocks, S&P 500, 500 stocks, and NASDAQ, which is tech heavy, are all at highs or close to their highs of the year pre-pandemic. So this is a pretty epic week, even through my ear pain. So we see that the news is all over the place, and one common theme is it constantly changes. For example, who was shocked to hear the change from the CDC about testing? Were they wrong, or did they learn more, or why are people fighting about the decision when we are supposed to believe and rely on the experts? It's a complicated world, and dealing with your financial situation is not any different. The reason I choose to work with professionals, or the reason we all choose to work with professionals like a financial advisor is just that. Things are constantly changing. You, on the other hand, think about where you're at. You're living your life. You're working. You might be driving home from work right now. Taking care of your kids or your pets. Dealing with bills, debt, possible health issues, or caring for parents. Life is busy even during a pandemic. I know when something goes wrong with my computer or my car, I need to call a professional. Could I read or learn about the problem and how to fix it? I'm sure I could, but A, I really don't want to have the time to do it. B, I really don't have an interest in doing it. And C, I don't want to do it and prefer to leave it to the professional and do the things I want to do. So if you feel like me and need assistance with your financial goals and journey, or really just have any questions, give me a call at 631-758-8691. Again, if you're just listening, just tuning in, this is Denise Nostrom, the Financial Chick. This has been an interesting year. I know some of you have been let go from your jobs or furloughed because your company has not been allowed to open due to New York State regulations. Perhaps you're still working, but doing so from home with no date to return to work in sight. And some of you have gone back to work, and some of you have been working throughout the entire pandemic. To those of you, I want to personally thank you for being there, whether your job was to keep people safe, healthy, or just providing services that kept life as normal as possible. You are truly heroes, and we want to thank you. I want to thank you. So one thing that I want to talk about, I'm going to start talking about before the break, is that there's two major bills that were signed into law this year, which are going to affect each and every one of us, you included. So number one was the 2020 Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. Thank God they shortened these things. So that is called the CARES Act. And number two is the Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Act, or the short one is SECURE Act. Have you heard or one or both of these? Well, you might not have, but you certainly have had some dealings with them. Let's start with the CARES Act. Most of you received your recovery rebates of $1,200 per person. I hope you did. I know we've heard some stories that some people haven't. Some are receiving unemployment. We're hearing that the debit cards, some realized that it was payment for those things and some didn't. It's really been all over the place, but that was one stipulation of the CARES Act to help people through this pandemic. Another big piece was the waiver of required minimum distributions for all IRAs. For those of you that are not aware, and interesting, I've been talking to clients a lot about this, and a lot of people are not aware of it. Required minimum distribution is a government enforcement that upon the age of 70 and a half, now we're going to talk about a different, the SECURE Act, which changed this, but as it was, say, in 2019, at 70 and a half, everybody that owned an IRA that reached the age of 70 and a half had to take out a certain amount of money out of their IRA that they've accumulated all of their years of working, pay taxes on it, and that's what they had to do. Now, there's also something called the beneficiary IRA. This is for somebody that maybe has inherited an IRA from a non-spouse, say, an aunt or a parent. They have to take out a required minimum distribution if they've taken that money over as their own IRA. So what the government decided to do through the CARES Act was to waive those requirements. Now, what does that do for you? What that does is that enables you to keep that money in the account, especially at a time when we first hit the pandemic, the market didn't look so pretty. But number two, it saved you from not having to pay taxes. Now, one thing in our office, what we did was we called each and every one of our clients that were 70 and a half, that were doing the required minimum distributions, and every client that had a beneficiary IRA that were also doing required minimum distributions, and let them know about this new act and giving them an option to A, do it if they wanted to obtain that money, or not do it. And one of the benefits of not doing it was that they were two benefits. They were able to keep that money in their retirement account, but number two, they didn't have to pay taxes. So at a time where they really didn't need the money, this is a great opportunity to do some tax planning. So if your advisor is not calling you and giving you the heads up and alerts on those things, give our office a call. Again, it's Denise Nostrom, 631-758-8691. We love to help people, and we're here to help you with different things that are changing in the environment. The next thing that happened was there were two stipulations with regard to retirement accounts. And these we don't want to highly encourage because it's never really a good idea to take money out of your retirement accounts. Building a retirement nest egg is a difficult thing to begin with, but knowing the situation and the fact that you may be out of work, one stipulation was a penalty-free distribution from retirement accounts up to $100,000 if you were impacted by the coronavirus. Again, if you need the money, it's an alternative. One of the things that we do at our office is look at your entire situation and see what outs we have to get you where you need to be. And sometimes it's things that you're not aware of. So this may be one thing. And the good side of it is that you can pay back this this distribution over 3 years. So if you get yourself back in check, you're able to do that. The other thing is loans from qualified plans, 401ks, 403bs, increased 100% to 100% from 50%, meaning that if you had $50,000 in your account, you were able to take a loan for $25,000. Now you could leverage and loan the whole $50,000. Again, not suggesting anybody do this. This is really the last resort. But knowing that there are options for you, and for some people, this might be the thing that they need to get them out of their hole and get them back to where they need to be. So again, this is Denise Nostrom, the Financial Chick, my firm, Diversified Financial Solutions, 631-758-8691. We're getting close to the commercial break, and we're going to talk more after the break. We're going to get into the Secure Act and talk about other things that may affect you and your financial life. Can't wait to talk to you again. Welcome back. This is Denise Nostrom, the Financial Chick. My company is located in Medford, and you can reach me at 631-758-8691 or at my website at www.diversifiedfinancial.biz or visit my Facebook page, Diversified Financial Solutions. So we were before the commercial break, we were talking a little bit about the penalty-free distributions from retirement accounts and loans from qualified plans based on the CARES Act. Don't want to take this lightly. I mean, like I said, they are alternatives, but for those of you that don't know, taking a loan from your retirement account is an alternative. A lot of times people don't pay back that loan, and what happens there, especially, or they leave their job, and if you leave a job with a loan, you may be in a situation where if you're under 59 and a half, you're going to pay a penalty, and you're going to pay taxes on that money. And, you know, there is an interest rate that is assessed for loans. If you pay it back, you're basically paying it back for yourself. But if you don't pay it back, that's basically going back to the company. So, like I said, these are things that are just options. You have to really, you know, talk to somebody and make sure that it's really appropriate for you. And that's something my office does. We sit down with people. You can give our office a call, and we talk to you about the various situations or various goals that you have and see what things we can do to help you do better, you know, or just get out of a situation that you may feel like it's hopeless. But in looking at your entire situation, sometimes we find solutions that you never even thought about, hence the company name. So let's talk about some of the provisions of the Secure Act. So the Secure Act, one thing they did was the elimination of the stretch IRA. So what is that? A lot of times, people might have heard of it, but a lot of people don't really know exactly what that is. But when someone passes, and whoever the beneficiary or beneficiaries are of an IRA, they have a few options. They can decide to redeem the entire IRA. And in doing that, now I'm going to be talking about all non-spousal. Well, let's go back to spouse first. If your spouse passes and they have an IRA, you can take over that IRA as your own. There's no requirement of distributions. There's nothing along that line that you have to do. You can also redeem it if you wish to do that. Obviously, there would be tax implications. But we're going to talk more about if you get an IRA from an aunt or uncle or your parents, and you decide to keep that IRA as your own and make it a beneficiary IRA. Prior to 2020, you were able to do that. There was a different grid, an IRS grid, that told you how much you had to take out each year from that stretch or beneficiary IRA, which was kind of nice. I mean, you could get some extra money, and you kept that IRA for yourself, so you didn't want to redeem and have all the taxes out the first year. So you stretched that IRA over your lifetime. Well, with the Secure Act, they said, well, we're not going to let you do it through your entire lifetime now. You're going to have to actually get all of that money out within 10 years. So this has added a whole other planning scenario for my clients and you, if this happens to come your way. 10 years seems like a long time, but you have to plan. And sometimes you're not really sure how to do that. There may be a year that maybe you're in sales and, you know, 1 year you have a lot of sales. That may not be a year you want to take money out and get taxed on that money that you take out from the IRA. So there's a lot of planning that goes into it. And it's something that you really want to consider before you decide to do it. But knowing that you want to get it out before 10 years, because one of the other stipulations the government does for you, or to you, I guess I should say, is there's a 50% penalty. So for example, using easy numbers, let's say you had to take out $10,000. If you didn't take that out within the 10 years, you get penalized 50% or $5,000. So in effect, $15,000 would be the cost of that mistake. So we all feel we can do this stuff ourselves, and you can, but it's the mistakes that really cost you a lot of money. So hiring a financial advisor like myself, or just calling 631-758-8691, can save you a whole lifetime of costs or money just by asking the question. And don't ever be afraid to ask the question. You know, that's what we're here for, to help you. So back to the Secure Act. One thing they've also changed, we're in the theme of required minimum distributions, or RMDs for short. Forever, as long as I remember, the RMD age was 70 and a half. When you tell people, oh, 70 and a half, 70 and a half, they knew that. Well, starting in 2020, the new age is 72. So people that are now under the age of 70 and a half have those few extra years to now accumulate money in their IRA, or keep money, I guess, in their IRA. So this is a big deal as well. And, you know, a lot of the reasons this is happening too is people are living longer, so it makes sense. And I'm just really so glad that they took the half off, because that was really annoying. So 72 for everybody that's listening that's under the age of 70 and a half is when you have to take your RMDs from your IRA. One other thing, talking about people living longer, they removed the age limits for IRA contributions. And so now, if you're working, which many people are working later into their life, they are able to put money into, or continue to put money into, their IRAs. So just as an FYI, IRAs or Roth IRAs, $6,000 a year can be put in if you're under the age of 50. You can put $7,000, which is that extra $1,000 catch up if you're over the age of 50. So that's a great tool to do and to add into your program. And one show I'm going to definitely talk about Roth IRAs, which are the wonderful, wonderful piece of your puzzle. And if you don't have it, it's something you definitely should think about. So what other thing, have you checked your beneficiary designations? With all of these changes based on the Secure Act, very important. Some grandparents are putting on their grandchild as their beneficiary. Now it may not be the best idea. There's different alternatives that you can do to circumvent this, getting all the money out and paying taxes in 10 years. So call the office if you have any questions about that. So I'm going to be lining up some guests over the next couple of weeks. I'm really excited. We see kids going back to school these past few weeks. We're seeing them going back to college, and we know that we're getting those calls. We have been getting the calls over the summer for parents to liquidate some of their 529 college savings plan and pay tuition. And, you know, some of the calls are fantastic because they have their 529. We just send them the money and everything is beautiful. And then the other calls are calls of panic, or how they're going to pay for their child's college education expenses without breaking the bank or inhibiting their retirement savings. So if you have a child in college or a child in elementary, middle, or high school, you don't want to miss the show about college planning with my guest and colleague, Greg Sundahl from Boomin Future. He's a colleague in my office that does the college planning piece. And the second is the Medicare enrollment season is opening on October 15th, and we are thrilled to invite my colleague and the head of the Medicare Division of Diversified Financial Solutions, Allison Saguna. We're going to get you up to speed on any changes in the new year, explain the differences between Medicare Advantage and Medicare Supplements, which is always confusing, and the reason why working with our office saves you time and aggravation from calling those 1-800 numbers. You know, we're in the throes right now of re-upping our education and all getting to know all the changes that have happened in the Medicare and the healthcare solutions. So we're ready for your calls and ready for your questions. So you can always give us a call again at 631-758-8691. And what's nice, if you're a texter, you can actually text us at that same number. And basically, we are going to be wrapping up the show this Friday. Goes so quickly, but very excited, you know, as we're winding down the weekends of summer. I hope you're all going to get out and enjoy. I know tomorrow, unfortunately, here on Long Island, we're going to be having some not so nice weather, but Sunday's supposed to be beautiful, so hopefully you can get out there and enjoy. And being outside, of course, masks and social distancing when necessary, but get out and get some air, because we really all need that. And like I said, the next couple weeks or next couple months, I guess, is going to be pretty interesting in the markets, in the economy, and in the world, I guess, basically, with the political arena and a lot of things that are changing. But again, know here, the financial chick, I'm on top of it. Always looking at everything that's going on and seeing how they affect, all these different changes affect my clients, and bringing things to the table that maybe you haven't thought about. Like, for example, rates are low. You know, if you haven't refinanced, maybe it might be something that you want to do. So again, feel free to give us a call. We're always available, 631-758-8691, or find us on the web at www.diversifiedfinancial.biz. And we also are on Facebook. So we post a lot of things there, some information. All information's good. So I am so happy to be here with you again, and can't wait to be here with you again next Friday. I want to thank the engineer Mike for all his help in my show. And listen, have a wonderful weekend. And this is the Financial Chick wrapping up on this Friday night.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.